March 7th, 2024. Have you understood? Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Matthew 13:51 through 52. A characteristic of a disciple. There is something made plain in this passage that must not be misplaced. An authentic Christ follower will hear the teachings of Christ and embrace them with an understanding and a humble heart. Jesus describes it as a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. They can rightly divide the word of God and use it properly in every situation. So firstly, do you understand? You see, the first question that is asked, though, is do you understand? He tells us parable after parable and has said it is for those who have ears to hear. So the question is, have we heard it? Have you heard it? Have I heard it? Not just with our ears, but with our ears that hear, or ears that understand. And if we have understood, is it changing our life? You see, week after week, we hear sermon after sermon and go home with no more thought of it. It's changed nothing. We might as well listen to a man who doesn't speak our language and carry on as normal. What are we doing with the seeds, with the teaching? To go to church and believe that we are so good for being there, and that we don't dare miss a Sunday, but we receive nothing in our hearts that makes an impression. You see, I ask my son, what have you learned? And sometimes he says, I don't know. It's the heart of man to count Christ's teaching as a thing of little importance. The warning is that we must be diligent in our hearing and let the word of God fill our hearts richly. Will we be asked at the end of the year, what has the Lord taught you in your meetings? And when we say, I don't know. Let us go to church on Sunday with our hands and feet ready for action, ready to move in ways that edify and ways that love. Let us go with pen and paper in hand, or with an iPad in our laps. Let us turn our minds and our intellect to the things being taught. Let us be convicted and edified by the Word of God. Write out points that seem to stand out to us. Write down passages that cause our hearts to leap for joy in Christ. Write down things to memorize. Write down things to read on our own. Write down what we have learned. Let us make sure we understand. You see, the Holy Spirit uses our minds and what we learn to change our heart and lives. So secondly, will we understand fully? The disciples answered his question with a yes. And while this is true, we do hear them ask during the teachings of the parables, what does this mean? This is important to keep in mind. A true disciple doesn't understand everything all the way. But one characteristic is that they want to know and accept truth. They are men and women who are asking Jesus, what does this mean, Lord? I need to understand. And I believe this is a natural process of learning, to ask questions. You see, we won't fully understand everything we hear, but there should be an eagerness to understand and to search things out. Like in Proverbs, where it says, to search like we would for gold and silver. Many are eager to find ways to make money. They will learn and do practically anything to pay their bills and have nice things. This is what it should be for the man and woman of God. They should seek to understand, and indeed, they will understand. Thirdly, able or willing to teach. Lastly, We hear Jesus reply, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. A true disciple should be passing on what is learned in secret and on Sunday morning." In all of Scripture, they find the Word of God, both Old Testament and New Testament, all of it, as the fountain that hydrates their life. They want to teach and edify all who are around them. They know what is a good Bible study because they have read Scripture and have discernment. They are able to sit down with others and pour out things they have applied to their lives. We must seek not just to learn and understand, but also to teach and apply. We must be masters of our houses. Fill your house with the Word of God. Seek to understand, and then have a garage sale. Give it all away. Let us keep these things close. Let us hear Christ and fall in love with His every word, and let us seek to love others through what we have learned. Let us not become conceited and arrogant with our knowledge, but to lead us to lead in love. And with this, let us have a happy Thursday.